I've been blessed over the last 2 or 3 years to be involved in some discipleship relationships. And I wanted to share my experience with you. First of all, I'll tell you, I remember when the call first went out 2 or 3 years ago that we should be discipling each other and that we should be making disciples. You know, I have to tell you, I kind of cringed in my heart. And I remember sitting out here thinking, oh, no. Because I knew that this would mean a new level of commitment and a new level of obligation in terms of relationship with others. And in spite of my profession, hanging out with people all day long and treating them, I'm not always a real good people person. And so I knew it was scriptural. I knew that Jesus, you know, at the end of his ministry in Matthew 28, he said, make disciples, make followers of me. But I didn't want to. But I knew it was right. And so I entered into a relationship where I was being discipled, and actually that's an ongoing process. It's been going on now for the last 2 or 3 years, and I've been incredibly blessed by it. It is awkward at times, and it is revealing, and you know, it involves opening your heart and revealing parts of yourself that are not always real comfortable, but in the end, I've been blessed, and I've grown in my faith and in my walk with the Lord. I was challenged to, you know, as I walked in this discipleship relationship, I was challenged to seek out disciples that I could lead, that I could teach and instruct. And I'll tell you, the first time I did it, it was really bad. Honestly, I did it somewhat out of the flesh. I did it because I was trying to please the person who was discipling me. And I thought, well, I think the Lord's telling me to do this, but I didn't know for sure. And in retrospect, he really wasn't. And, you know, the relationship was okay. It wasn't without benefit, but it wasn't great. It was work. It was hard. And that's the way things are when we do them in our flesh. I had a person that I had been praying for a long time, years. For his salvation, and it's kind of a long story, but in the end, he ended up coming to me, and we developed a discipleship relationship, and he was a brand new believer. This was led of the Lord, and then at about the same time, within a 1 month period, I had another brother, actually somewhat mature brother, mature brother in the faith, who approached me about discipling him. And I spent some time in prayer because I didn't want to do this in my flesh again. I want to make sure this is really God telling me I'm supposed to do this. And I prayed, and I did feel led. Feel led of the Lord to disciple this brother. So for the last 6 months, 8 months, I've been discipling both of these brothers in the faith, and it has been an incredible blessing. I am sure I am far more blessed for being in that relationship with them than they are. You know, it says in Proverbs, iron sharpens iron. One man sharpens another. And that's what happens in discipleship. You know, this walk with the Lord is not a solo endeavor, which, again, for people like me is kind of hard because I really would rather it be a solo deal, but it's not. We're supposed to walk with each other in the faith. And that's part of what discipleship is about, is walking with another brother, another sister in the faith and encouraging each other on. Every time I meet with these guys, when we're done, when we part ways, I am so encouraged in the faith. I'm so lifted up, so built up, so strengthened in the faith. As a result of this relationship with these two brothers, my prayer life has just blossomed. And my time in Scripture, my time studying Scripture has blossomed. And I know it's a result of this relationship, this discipleship relationship. So I would encourage you, as believers, seek out these discipleship relationship. Look for someone to disciple you. Look for someone that you can disciple. Pray about it. This doesn't happen without prayer. You know, this relationship that I have with this one brother, it didn't. It took years of prayer for that to finally happen, and I know it's because of prayer. So pray about this. I would encourage you all, this discipleship, it will strengthen you, it will encourage you, it'll build you in the faith.